It's that time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. It's always a pleasure to chat to you, Bill. Are you well?
Mm-hmm. I am well, thanks, Howard. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, investing, we know that one size doesn't normally fit all, and I'm sure you've given financial advice over the years to thousands of expatriates. And do you find that many people are in a similar situation? Do you think they need to adjust your advice for every individual? How does it work for you?
I think the answer to getting a satisfied client who produces through his wealth an increasing level of capital appreciation and the right level of tax efficient income is to sit down and have a made to measure portfolio. There isn't really, there certainly isn't one size fits all. That is for sure. Of course, you may be having investments in the same investment markets as other people, but it might be in different proportions and for different reasons. But you know, one of the great benefits, I think, of Blevins Franks, and certainly the way in which we've managed the business over the last 36 years, has been to ensure that our clients mean more to us than simply being a number. All of our clients have a personal contact with a qualified, regulated, independent financial advisor who is a full-time employee of Blevins Franks, and we have a back office which looks after the supervision of the administration, the regulation, and all the other things that are necessary in a substantial business. The problem is that you need to be adroit, if you like. You need to be flexible as an advisor these days, so that you are sensitive to the personality of the individual you're speaking to, so that you can probably help to understand more about the individual. I mean, part of what we do, Howard, is about enjoying the company of other people to the extent to which you're working with them to try and produce the results they want to achieve without trying to force them into something just because it's what you're selling. You know, the problem with too many investment businesses is they have, if you like, model portfolios into which there may be five or six of those, and then they ask the client a few questions and then try to squeeze the client into something as close to where they think the client should be. That is not how we work at Blevins Franks. At Blevins Franks, everything is essentially made to measure for every single individual. I doubt, you know, I mean, thousands of clients we have, but I actually doubt that there are more than two or three clients who have identical portfolios, simply because everyone is a special client to Blevins Franks, and everyone has slightly different needs and requirements.
Yeah, and it's good, of course, that you're not promoting some particular financial device to get a percentage and all the complications and wrongdoings that happen in that sector.
No, I suppose, quite the reverse.
Yeah, this is bespoke, isn't it, really? And I suppose over the experience, you must think, you know, if it's good, don't change it. If this is a strategy you've developed over the years, it must bring a lot of success to your clients.
You know, Howard, we've managed to survive in the jungle, which is the expatriate advisory market. You and I, Howard, go back 25, even more years, and we know that there have been many individuals who've been injured along the way with a variety of different scams that have taken place in the Costa Blanca, Costa del Sol. Blevins Franks have had the philosophy, if you like, I don't want to be too high-handed here, but the moral philosophy that we are looking after other people's money. And, you know, apart from their loved ones, this is probably the second most, third most important thing in their life. And our job is to actually make sure that we understand the client intrinsically well. We would rather not work for a client, we would rather work with a client, so that we develop a personal relationship. A large number of I was in Portugal just a few weeks ago, and the partner who's there in Portugal was hosting a golf tournament. It was wonderful to see. There were 120 people taking part in this golf tournament, all of whom have had advice from Blevins Franks and who clearly were satisfied with their lot. And they were independently making contact with each other. We've developed a business which cares about people first and about their money once we understand what it is they're trying to achieve.
Sounds excellent. Now, so how does this apply, if we can extrapolate this, Bill, to investments today? And if somebody's starting early here, what would you say? First of all, their needs must be identified, and then I suppose their hopes after that.
I think it's exactly that, Howard. You know, when we, to sort of put you in the position of perhaps being a new client who's turned up at the office, recently arrived outside the UK, not quite sure what you should be doing with your wealth, that really is secondary, as I've already said. The most important thing when we meet with a client for the first time is to start to create what we hope will be a long-term relationship, by understanding what it is that client particularly feels about his wealth, where it came from, how he earned it, how precious it is to him to keep a sensible level of investment risk, to talk about what he needs in terms of income, to try to bring the harmony of income-producing assets along with his pension, if he's got one. Is it right to take the pension now? Should the pension be transferred to something else? There are a myriad number of things, but we will not be giving advice when we first meet with that new client. We will be trying to understand as well as we can what it is that client has as aspirations for the future and how he feels about making investments now today. And for many clients, they are, you know, anxious, they're somewhat nervous. They meet a financial advisor for the first time, including Levins Frank, and they're not 101% certain they've done the right thing. So a lot of our clients start off by making a substantial investment on day one. And generally speaking, I would say that in about 60% of the investment cases that we handle at Levins Frank, in about 60% of cases, we now look after significantly more money for individual clients than they first gave us the responsibility for, simply because the relationship has developed. But unless you understand your client, unless you're inside the skin of your client, knowing what it is he's trying to achieve, unless you have a pseudo personal relationship, unless you're working in tandem with your client, you are not going to satisfy the client's requirements, because if you don't understand them, you can't put the assets together correctly.
And of course, there's that four-letter word we've often mentioned, which is risk. How do you establish a client's risk tolerance?
To wash your mouth out, risk is a naughty word. Well, first of all, you've got to be clear about how much risk you want to take. I mean, obviously, you know, crossing the road is a risk, but sometimes you've just got to do it if you want to buy a loaf of bread. But the answer is to understand by talking to an independent financial advisor, and that first meeting will try to establish that. How do you feel about investing in these things? What do you think about this? How much of this would you think you might be able to live with? Because our job is to make sure that you are properly invested in accordance with your target objectives. Often we have to reduce the expectations of clients, because we're not in the business of providing unrealizable expectations. We have to manage clients' expectations sometimes. In the real world, if someone says, I want to make, you know, 15% per annum, well, the answer is we simply can't do that. You have to be realistic about what you're trying to achieve. And so we will talk to that client about what risk really means. And we have devised some very sophisticated forms of analysis developed at Oxford University professors, which give us an opportunity to objectively assess with a client where their risk tolerance sits. And you know, we won't be going ahead with anything until the client is entirely happy and understands the levels of investment risk he has taken or is prepared to take.
So here in Spain, there's another thing we must consider, Bill. That's your time horizon. Now, does this play an important part in determining which assets you should own?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I had someone just this week, funnily enough, who said, look, I've got an amount of money I'd like to invest. It's a fairly substantial amount of money, but I'm going to want to start taking income from that within the next 9 to 12 months. Now, there's no way on God's earth that I can recommend an investment that for sure will make him money before he starts taking income from it in 9 to 12 months. What I can do is take his investment capital and put it together in a form in which 9 or 12 months' time he can start to withdraw a regular and consistent level of income. You know, you've got to remember that investing is a marathon, really. It's at least a long-distance race. It's certainly not a sprint. I can't tell you where the markets will be in 1 week's time or 1 month's time, but I can tell you that in 10 years' time, my gut instinct tells me it will be, the markets will be considerably higher than they are today, despite the fact there'll be volatility in between. The longer you've got to invest, then indeed the more risk you can take. So if we can provide for you with your pension and other assets a sufficient, well-balanced level of regular recurring income, let's say for the next 5 to 10 years, then of course with whatever capital isn't invested to produce that income, we're then in a position to guide you carefully and discreetly into areas of investment risk that will help to increase your wealth over time. So, as I say, you've got to understand your time horizon. You want to sort of future-proof your investments if you can. You want to be able to get hold of money when you need it. You don't want your stuff, your money to be tied up in things that are locked away for several years or months even. So it's a question of finding in that meeting with a client quite what the client is looking to achieve over the short, medium and longer term.
And also, Bill, diversification is important. What role does this actually play in the success of an investment portfolio? And how do you establish this right mix of assets that you've been talking about?
Yeah, I mean, diversification is fundamentally important. I mean, it's a bit blasé just to say everyone knows you shouldn't put all your eggs in one basket. That doesn't apply any more to anything other than investments. I mean, you really do have to have a diversified spread of holdings to make sure. Investment markets and the various elements of investment markets, equities and bonds, are sort of like the pistons of an engine. You know, one will be going up, but the other one will be going down maybe. What you're looking for over time is to be able to extract money from the growth of your investments by virtue of having your assets spread across a whole basket of different elements. You might start off with having some cash to make sure you've got access to funds in the event that you need them short term. You might have some government bonds, which are, the lowest level of investment risk probably. And then you might have corporate bonds, which may be used as part of a portfolio to provide you with income. Some of those corporate bond funds are yielding 6 or 7%, and with the addition over time, over the longer term, of increasing the value of your capital. You might go on to blue chip equities in the various major markets of the world, the US, the Europe, the UK. You may also invest a small part of your assets in smaller companies or emerging markets to give you a bit of a spice in the portfolio. It's a question, that diversification, of balancing the way we diversify the holdings to make sure that in that diversification process, we've suppressed the levels of investment risk by diversification and increased the potential for return by the same process. You don't want to spread the whole portfolio too wide, otherwise you simply drag it down to the average. But the way in which we work is to try and provide adequate diversification to give you something out of the investments at any particular point in the economic cycle, whilst at the same time keeping the risk levels at a point that you can tolerate and which makes sense in the way in which you expect to see returns from your assets over a period of time.
So what about taxation? Should you consider this when planning or reviewing your investment portfolio?
I think the two key elements to consider at the moment are taxation, which is getting even more challenging. But of course, as tax levels increase, and as one door shuts, another door often opens in tax planning terms. And that's where Blevins Frank's skills come about, because our job is to be, most of the time, we try to be one step ahead of the game. We're making our own estimated judgments about what may happen in the tax world, and we're planning strategies to make sure that our clients are paying their legitimate dues, but at the same time that they're not paying any more than is absolutely necessary. The other element, of course, is that tax by another name, inflation, that is, has been increasing of late. Now, without having suitable tax planning in place, your returns are going to be affected adversely. And in most cases, almost all cases, 95% of cases, when someone comes to talk to us initially, we know fairly soon on in our relationship with a new client that we're going to be in a position to reduce their taxation, because it is a specialised field. It is a field in which you need guidance. Many people can understand a lot about taxation, but frankly, the intricacies of tax planning are so complex. I mean, we have qualified tax practitioners in a variety of different countries of the world who are there to give you the benefit of their expertise through the local representative, who will bring to bear the combined knowledge and skills of both a highly qualified tax practitioner and a highly qualified and regulated financial advisor. It's the best of both worlds.
And if people want some face-to-face contact, Bill, there's some seminars on the Costa Blanca and in Almeria.
Yeah, that's true. We, as I say, we've been running these seminars now for about 36 years, and they are, generally speaking, fully booked and highly regarded. So if you are thinking of coming, you can go to the website. So we're going to be holding these seminars on the Costa Blanca from the 23rd to the 25th of October in Denia and Altea. And we're also going to be hosting a seminar in Almeria on the 23rd of October. We are lucky to have along a guest speaker from Russell Investments, who will be presenting a sort of a market outlook summary, which will also include this question of risk and diversification as part of that presentation. If you want more information or you would like to come along and book a place, you can go to the Spain events page on our website at www.blevinsfranks.com. You can book your place there, and as I say, they're usually fully booked, so the sooner you book your place, the better. If you're not in an area where there'll be a seminar, if you're not in, the area around Denia or Altea or Almeria, look on the website and you'll see that there is an office somewhere not too far from you. And if you contact that office, they will be happy to hear from you and talk to you about whatever it is in wealth management terms you may think you need advice on.
Many thanks, Bill. A pleasure as always. We'll talk at the same time in Spain next week.
Thanks a lot, Howard. Have a good week.